City Council meeting for Tuesday, November 18th, 2025 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Brandon Moore, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Pastor.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for all that you do for us, all your provisions that you've made for us as individuals and for this city here. And we thank you, God, that it's a good place for families. And we pray that you would continue to bless our leadership as they make decisions for the good of this community that would be for the good of the community. Father, nothing born out of selfish ambition, but Father, to bring you glory and honor. And I pray that everyone here tonight would seek your wisdom and understanding on matters that affect all the people here. And Father, that everyone would conduct themselves in a way that brings you glory and honor. And most importantly, Father, we thank you for your gift of your Son, the provision you've made for our salvation through him and his death on the cross and his resurrection. Father, we thank you for that. Help us to not take that for granted. Father, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Mr. Silvers?
Yes.
Do what?
And we have a
Ms. Pam, you want to take it from here?
Surprise. It is legal.
Is this a bench warrant?
It is my honor and my privilege to swear my little brother in for his. My baby brother.
Still taller.
I state your name.
I, Jeffrey Hugh Silvers,
solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution
of the state of Alabama.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof and that I will faithfully and honestly discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter to the best of my ability
to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Silverback would be proud.
He would be. Yes. And I'm proud.
Yes.
One more.
Oh, excuse me.
And I'm proud.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's for these
people. So thank you.
Thank you
all. And thank you all for being here and allowing me to serve. I'm very humbled to serve one more term. And I'm very humbled and I'm very honored to be able to serve with the new folks and the folks that have been here for quite some time. Staff included, department heads, and all the employees. I'm very humbled for this position. And all I can say is thank you very much. I appreciate it. Woo. Now let's get to work.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Robertson.
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Mayor Cannon.
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Consideration of previous minutes, Solid Waste Authority meeting, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 10-21-25. There are no objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minute stands approved as written. Any announcements? No announcements.
I think we may have one there.
The child advocacy soiree, do we have a representative here?
Yes.
Would like to come to the podium and tell us about this amazing event we're having at the Coastal Arts Center soon.
Yes, thank you for this opportunity. We're glad to be here tonight just to kind of let you know. We're very grateful for the City of Orange Beach and the support that you provided us. We are the Child Advocacy Center, and we would love to have each and every one of you come and tour our center. That's less than 30 minutes away, a little bit north from here. We serve almost 500 kids every year. A little less than 15 of those come from the city of Orange Beach, but from the coastal area as a whole, we serve close to 40, doing forensic interviews, counseling, advocacy, and also medical exams on site. We would love to have you all come in and schedule a time to come and tour. Jessica has some more information regarding the soiree. Thank you all.
Thank you. So our primary mission is to serve child victims of sexual abuse and severe physical abuse through a multidisciplinary team approach. And we've been doing this work since 1989 in Baldwin County and have served thousands of precious kids. So thank you again for all of your support of our past events that we've had in the area. And this year, Thursday, December 4th, we will have our Starlit Soiree, which is our third annual coastal fundraising event. And it will be at your absolutely gorgeous, I'm going to pull this down a little, sorry, Coastal Arts Center, which is absolutely stunning. And we are very happy to have the opportunity we'll have. We will have live music by I Sing Live, and we will have auctions, and we will have dinner, and lots of absolutely wonderful people. So we appreciate everything that you guys do, not only for children in need, but for our community in general. And thank you. If you have any questions, our website is BaldwinCountyCAC.org. Thank you.
Can I get your full names, please, for the minute?
Jessica Ware.
Okay.
W-A-R-E.
Thank you.
And Nikki Whitaker.
Okay.
Yes, it's N-I-K-I and then W-H-I-T-A-K-E-R.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we're invited to the soiree?
Yes, absolutely.
I've never been to one. I actually could come in the front door. So this is a first. Any other announcements? Moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, moving to new business under miscellaneous, approval of a special events retail liquor license, December 6th, Orange Beach Event Center for the Baldwin EMC Christmas Party.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval to change the city's Expect Excellence Performing Arts Program Spring 2026 Theater Production from Guys and Dolls to Disney's Frozen, the Broadway musical. Apply for change, previously approved contracts.
Move to approve the change. I apologize.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval to construct a new multi-purpose facility on the police campus, the amount of $120,000.
Move to approve the project budget.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolutions. Resolution reappointing Jamie Logan as City Attorney, City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution. Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing Renee Eberly, City Clerk, City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing Bedford Hanley. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I never knew.
Mayor, it's going in his baby book. It's going in his baby book.
Colonel Buford Bedford. All right. Did somebody make a motion?
Move to adopt the resolution. Let's get this.
Zach, move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
His mother's here. You better watch out.
It's your fault?
That's
a good old Southern name. There you go. I get it. Resolution reappointing Jeffrey F. Smith as Fire Chief, City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointed David Trent Johnson as interim police chief for the city of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution designating depositories and authorized signatures on bank depositories.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending the fee schedule for the Orange Beach Shooting Complex.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of task order Geocon Engineering Material Testing to provide construction material testing's new fire training facility not to exceed $20,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of task order Geocon Engineering Material Testing, Geotechnical Exploration Engineering Services, new police multipurpose facility not to exceed $3,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing an updated appraisal of the event center by the appraisal and consultant group not to exceed $10,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Gerald Mills, theatrical performance direction, Disney's Frozen, the Broadway musical.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for audiovisual equipment to Big Blue LLC, doing business as Blue AV, $67,691.25.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Moving to public hearings. Public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Jones, duplexes, PUD, modification, Turquoise Village. Take it away, Griffin.
Yes, this is the Jones duplex plan unit developments located east of the Turquoise Place condominium and the parking garage for the condominium. This is a request to amend that PUD to add additional properties to it for a new beachfront residential development. The request is a major amendment to the Jones duplexes PUD rezone 7.9 acres from RS1 to PUD for inclusion into the said PUD for beachfront residential development that will contain 18 single family houses, 9 duplexes, and that will equal to 36 total units. This is went to Planning Commission, had an unfavorable recommendation. This was from the October meeting. When it went to Planning Commission, it was actually 10 duplexes instead of 9, and it was for 38 units. But the Jones duplexes PUD, that was approved in 2023, and it was for 3 single family houses and 2 duplexes for 7 total units. If we go to our next slide, and these are just some street views of the subject property. Next slide. This is a site picture. The arrow indicates the property in question, subject of this application. It's again between Turquoise and the two new houses are going up next to the Island House, and it's also across the street from St. Thomas Catholic. If we go to our next slide. This is the aerial map. The blue line just shows the division to the west or to the left of it is the what is currently zoned plan unit development that was approved back in 23. And the RS1 that's to the east or to the right, that's the property that's asking to be added into the PUD. This is 3 residential lots right now. If we go to our next slide. This was the PUD that was approved back in 2023 for Jones duplexes. And then our next slide, looking at the master plan, the red line sort of divides what was existing. And then you have the additional area that's being added, the 7.9 acres. All the duplexes are going to be on the beachfront, and then the residential, single-family residential part be between the duplexes and Highway 182. Next slide. This elevations of the single-family houses that are provided by the architect, and if we go to our next slide, this will be a color elevation of the single-family house. Next slide. This is a duplex elevation, and if we go to our next slide, this is a color elevation of the beachfront duplex. Now, of the row of duplexes that you have on the beach, the easternmost is going to be a 6-bedroom, so it's going to have a larger building footprint. If we go to our next slide, this elevation of that structure, and then our next slide will be the color elevations. Next slide. So the PUD, when you add everything, it would be 9.9 acres total. They state they meet three of the 12 design standards for planned unit development. Look at 27 total buildings on the site, be 18 single family houses and 9 duplexes, 36 total dwelling units. Total impervious coverage, when you look at footprint, streets, and so forth, is 26% of the site. Meets all the perimeter setback requirements. There's no land use buffer requirement. The building height, single family house and the east duplex are going to be 3 floors. The duplex will be 4 floors total. And they'll all be under 50 feet. Landscaping is 30% of the site. The bedrooms, when you look at the single family houses, are going to be 5 bedroom units. The duplexes each will be 4 bedroom units each for each unit. And then the east duplex, those will be 6 bedroom units. We look at the total thing, 166 spaces are required. They're providing 178 spaces, and you sort of seen the to the right. For the single family houses, those all will be underneath the structure, and then the duplexes will have parking underneath, but they'll have a grass paved area over to the side that will have 2 or 3 spaces, and then there'll be surface parking areas along the street. Next slide. Again, purpose is to rezone the additional land to PUD for inclusion into the Jones duplexes PUD. Again, this was originally 3 single family houses and 2 duplexes for 7 units. This amended PUD will be for 18 single family houses and 9 duplexes for 36 total units. As mentioned, Planning Commission proposal was for 18 single family houses, 10 duplexes, and 38 total units. This would be a condominium form of ownership. It's not going to be subdivided out into individual lots or anything. Development will have 2 driveways on the Highway 182. Signage will be provided each driveway, and those details will be worked out once we get the logo and the name of the development. All building heights will be under 50 feet. Pedestrian-oriented sidewalk will not, it's no longer required in the Beach Overlay District, but these houses and the houses will front on sidewalks, and those will have connection points to the existing bike pedestrian path that's along 182. Project phasing, they say, indicate that the intent is to build each single family house and duplex when sold, and they'll begin from the west side and then work towards the east side of the development. Trash collection, each unit will have its own trash can by the drive. 6 dwelling units, there'll be a designated area where they can have theirs. Those will be in the inner or most units. The beach access, the plans show 2 boardwalks provided between the duplexes. All exterior lighting will comply with the city's lighting ordinance, and they will need to attain coastal permitting and also a consultation letter from Fish and Wildlife. If we go to our next slide. Just one deviation to the zoning ordinance, and that's when you look at number of principal buildings on a lot and a single family zoning for any lot, the maximum that you can have is 2 units. So this is going to be all one lot that's going to have 36. When it went to Planning Commission, they also had proposed some deviations to the spacing between the buildings. For the duplex, it was between the sidewalls. And for the single family houses, it was between the front walls. Well, they amended it to increase that spacing, so that eliminated those deviation requests. So you only have 1 that they're requesting. If we go to our next slide.
Yes. Because of the changes that planning, it voided those.
That's right. I think it was a concern that the Planning Commission expressed about those deviations, so they amended it to increase the spacing. Okay, so the by right plan under the RS1 zoning, they said they could replat the property into 500-foot lots, with each lot having two single-family houses. That would be 10 total dwelling units. In their scenario, they said that each house could contain 19 bedrooms, so that's 190 total bedrooms. This proposed PUD, again, it's 18 houses, 9 duplexes, 36 total dwellings. The total bedrooms that they would have is 166 in the PUD in this proposal. If we go to our next slide. Conditions of approval, approval of the requested zoning deviation, replatting this property to combine the lots into a single lot, providing signage details, coordinating street names with community development, also E911, providing covenants in the POA documents, providing or indicating surface parking if those will be designated spaces, providing concurrence from a DOT for the driveways onto 182, coastal permitting being required, and also exterior lighting or site lighting being wildlife friendly per the city's lighting ordinance.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. All right, questions from the council for Griffin? Okay.
I have none.
So let's go back. Go back to what was taken care of through the change.
Amendments.
Yeah, that was section 5.0602 that dealt with the distance or spacing between the buildings.
He took one out and increased the side setbacks on the beach, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So essentially, number of bedrooms are reduced by potential by right.
That's right, yes.
There. Mm-hmm. So density is actually reduced if it was built out by right.
That's right.
Okay.
They could build like 9-bedroom big units if they wanted to. Mm-hmm.
So did this encompass this new, if this plan goes through, the land mass? Did this encompass the off-site parking that we had permitted for
You taught the, this was several years ago. You taught that it does not include that. I think there's houses being built on that right now. If we go the aerial.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, there are some there. And that was right next to Island House.
That's right.
Thank you. So if this passes and approves, the three existing houses there have been built in the 60s and 70s, maybe one in the 80s or something like that, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Griffin?
And the traffic is going to go which way? Is it turn in, turn out both ways?
Right in, right out.
Right out.
Right in,
okay.
That's right. That would be DOT's call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if there are no more questions, we'll open it up for the floor. Anybody that has questions from the public, comments?
I'm Rodney Jones. I wanted to kind of better explain how we tried to address the issues that came up at planning. First of all, the beachfront houses were only, they were 4 feet short of having a 10 foot or 20 feet between each house. So we eliminated one of the houses and stretched the lots, which solved that problem. The biggest problem that I heard was traffic. And so the way that Forrest, is his idea, and I think it solves the problem, we increased the width of the internal streets from 20 feet to 25 feet. We moved the fronts of the houses back so that we've got 50 feet between houses. This enables somebody, even with a big truck, Suburban or whatever, to pull into the street and immediately park. They don't have to back up and come back. And I've noticed that the traffic problem that's created on Beach Boulevard is created by traffic buildup trying to get through the security guard at Turquoise, say, and there'll be five or six cars stacked up. Well, this will eliminate that in our subdivision because the cars won't be backing up and coming in. They can just come in and turn. So it was Forrest's idea, and I think it was just made the subdivision so much nicer. It's, you see how open it is. So I hope we were able to address your concerns and that you feel like it is in the best interest of the community.
Well, Mr. Jones, first, since I was in that planning commission meeting, I would like to thank you for working on it and working with us. And like I said, you've always put out a first-class product.
I appreciate the help in helping me get a first-class product because I do think it's better now than it was when you saw it before.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. If not, we'll close the public hearing. All right. Moving to ordinance. A first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172. The zoning ordinance, Jones Duplexes PUD modification, Turquoise Village.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. And I'll entertain a motion to adopt.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. First reading. Ordinance extending the temporary moratorium on consideration of certain multifamily residential properties and subdivision applications established by ordinance number 2025-1504.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? I do want to say that we look, I hope, and I want to hopefully express this, represents everybody. When it comes to the wetlands, we'd like to move quicker and try to get that issue settled sooner rather than later. But the multifamily issue may take some time to sort out all the cost that goes along with possible density changes. So having said that, anything else y'all like to add? Is that appropriate to meet y'all? Okay. All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Uh-oh. Oh, there's one more.
There's one more.
Ordinance extending temporary moratorium on development of or within 15 feet of wetlands and utilization of wetland acreage and density calculations established by ordinance number 2025-1513.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned and we will go straight to the Committee of the Whole. Call to order, Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes. Organizational council meeting on the 3rd of November. Work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole on 11-4 and work session on 11-5. Move those forward for review. moving to new business, and what I generally do is read through all these, and then I'll come back and y'all ask any questions on any that you have. New business, miscellaneous, discussed stop-loss insurance, discussed rescheduling council committee of the whole for meetings on December 2nd from 5 o'clock to, I think we said 3, or did we say 4?
3.
Totally.
3.
Okay.
Okay.
To 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so 3.
All right. Okay, 3. Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement, computer backup, technology support, managed services. Resolution authorizing execution of inter-local agreement, Baldwin County Emergency Communication District 911 services. Award the bid for construction of the Caterno Park Trails Project, Phase 1. Resolution authorizing an additional one-time payment to city employees for future services. Resolution declaring Christmas pole decorations owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus and unneeded, authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Say and Litchfield to provide professional design for new civic center in the amount not to exceed $692,725.86. Resolution appointing Ryan Long, Paul McGee to the Board of Adjustment. Resolution of task order with Geocon, geotechnical exploration, new pool at the Aquatic Center, $5,200. Resolution authorizing execution of medical services agreement, Foley Clinic Corp., doing business as Baldwin Health Medical Group, primary urgent care in Orange Beach. Resolution authorizing execution of medical services agreement with Coastal 3 Holdings, doing business as Southern Rapid Care. Resolution approving the fiscal year 2026 budget, City of Orange Beach, including the transfer of special revenue funds to general fund for special revenue fund projects. Public hearing, set a public hearing date for ordinance amending number 172, AC Hotel, Orange Beach, PUD, 12-16-25. First reading, ordinance amending chapter 50, ordinance of the City of Orange Beach, recreational vehicle rentals.
And as discussed, this last one will fall off. So that there's
the
still
vehicle
some
rentals will follow.
Yeah, there's still some work that needs to be done by staff. So
yes.
Yeah. Once that's brought back.
Any questions on any of that? No. Mr. Bedford.
Mr. Bedford. Bedford Hanley, city treasurer, or whatever I was pointing to earlier. Couple things just wanted to highlight. Obviously, I'll start with the stop loss insurance. I know I'd sent you all guys a memo as it relates to the increase on that. And so our recommendation will be to renew with Lloyd's of London. That will bring back to you here in 2 weeks. As far as the three other things that are very important to the employees, and want to thank, first of all of our department heads for continuing to come in under budget, which as long as they do what they need to do here in the last month and a half of the year, we're gonna come in under budget again. And so being able to have the two medical agreements for them and be able to get a one-time payment just after the holiday of Thanksgiving in the first week of December is much appreciated by all the employees, and we appreciate you guys for that. Just a couple highlights on the budget. One of the main things that this budget does is maintains what y'all have expressed to myself and the leadership team that, you know, we want to maintain $100 million in our coffers in case we have a catastrophic event and we can fund, you know, as close to a year as possible without laying anybody off. And this budget accomplishes that. Our general fund budget comes in at about $80,886,325 as of today. The enterprise fund comes in at $16,330,596. And then capital projects right now totals about $894,891. Sorry, I've looked at a few too many numbers today. A couple of highlights just of the capital projects that we've discussed that I think everybody's going to be excited about is we're finally working on a new pool. And so this will be a project that will span between 18 and 24 months, hopefully start in the middle of 2027. We will continue to have the pool that's there open. We will build an additional pool and then come back and redo the current pool. So I think that'll be a great addition for the citizens here in Orange Beach. Another one of the major things is getting some much needed renovations to the fire drill field. As you all know, we're a regional training facility and our fire guys do a fantastic job of training, bringing everybody down here. along with working with the police on that as well. We have capital replacements for mainly a lot of all of our departments, from police, public works, sewer, fire, and community development. Another one of the big things that we've been working on really since Hurricane Sally is the safe room. So the safe room is a structure that FEMA is funding, I believe, 85% of, and that would be located on the shooting range site north of the ICW. So in case of a, not that, you know, we've almost made it through. I think we have, 8 days or something left this year. So, but in case we have one of those things that starts with an H in the near future, this would allow a place for us to have our main operations for, assuming it was greater than what the high school could hold. And then lastly, one of the main things too that we're excited about is obviously the design of the new Civic Center. I know mayor and council have talked about for years trying to find a place where, you know, the locals and the residents that have civic organizations can come and use that. You know, the event center is too big, and so the goal given to the leadership was to come up with a place that's somewhere in between the size of the community center and the event center, and this would be located near the art center. As mayor and council, we try to create a more downtown area, especially if and when the bypass comes into place. So just a few of the exciting things that we have in this budget, and with that, I'll be happy to answer any other questions that you may have.
I don't have any questions, Bedford. What I do want to say is thank you. Thank you for your hard work and your leadership, all of our department heads. Welcome back for those that you were appointed tonight, and it's great to look forward to working with you. And I just can't say enough about our employees in the city that get things done. And as it shows, as we're doing Christmas lights now,
yes,
as we go down the highway, we see our Christmas lights. We're getting into that holiday season. But just thank you so much. I appreciate it, Bedford.
You're welcome.
And your wife was in charge of agenda. She could put any name down she wanted to. She didn't even have to put Bedford.
I like Bedford.
It's fully legal.
Miss Linda, you did well. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Any other questions or discussion before we adjourn?
Anybody? We do have a note for executive session. Yeah.
Okay. We're going into, I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss litigation.
So moved.
Real estate.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We'll probably be 30 to 45 minutes. Ms. Harrelson, did you have something?
No, I was just going to help you make the motion, but somebody beat me to it.
Okay, so about 45 minutes and no.
Did I make the motion? Right.
I think Jerry made it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
Did you want to talk about the schools briefly?
Well, Robert did. Jerry second.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The,
compliment the school score and say how excited I am to go see the kids tomorrow at the Thanksgiving Day luncheon. Parents is tomorrow and also on Thursday. So excited to go up there.
Thank you.
We are number two in the state. So in 3 years. That is unbelievable. I mean, the folks in education do not understand how in the world that was pulled off. They really don't. So it's a lot of hard work, but dedicated people.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Very proud.
Anybody in the audience have anything they'd like to add before we go?
Not in the audience, but I need to add my declaration. I'm a duly licensed attorney in the state of Alabama, and the executive session is for authorized purposes.
Thank you. Come on up, please. Just make yourself at home.
So I'm a builder.
We need your name and address.
Good afternoon, good evening. Ken Vicens, builder, live here in Orange Beach, Alabama. I've got currently a customer that we're trying to build a house for, and they're getting affected by the moratorium on the wetlands, and she wanted to say a couple of things to allow you all to think on it.
What was your name?
Ken Vicens, V-I-C-E-N-S.
Hey, my name's Ashley Powell, and I just wanted to take a minute to kind of walk y'all through the hardship that this would place on my family. My husband Justin and I moved here about 4 years ago with our two boys, Bodie, who is 9, he's in third grade at Orange Beach Elementary, and Baylor, who is 3, and hopefully will be starting pre-K there next year. When our oldest was in preschool, we sat down and said, where do we want to live long-term? We were in Central Florida at the time, loved our town, but the schools weren't great. So we said, where do we want to live? Where do we want our kids to go to school? So we started looking to see where would be a great place to live. We didn't know much about Orange Beach at the time, but as we searched online, we started seeing lots of positive things about Orange Beach. And then a house popped up on Ono Island. We were super excited about it. It was beautiful. We didn't even know how to pronounce Ono Island. We had never heard of it. But we contacted the Zillow real estate agent at 11 p.m. and had a showing for the house that next afternoon. We packed up our five-week-old baby and made the seven-hour trip to Alabama, and loved everything about it. We loved the town. We loved the house. We loved everything that we read about the school. So we immediately put in an offer on the house, and we're just super excited to be here at the beach in district for such a great school. While we were in the process of closing on the house is when the news of Orange Beach City Schools broke. And our first reaction was, oh no, like, are we not going to get to be a part of that great school that we literally are moving to be a part of? That's the main reason we moved here. But we listened to the community event online that we were assured that we want Ono kids in our schools. So we were like, okay, and we went ahead, we closed on the house, we moved here, all was great. But then we started learning that we want Ono kids in our schools. Well, it wasn't as easy as that, in that it was going to be a little bit of a challenge for Ono kids to be at Orange Beach City Schools. So as we kind of stressed over that a little bit, paid that tuition every year that kept going up every year. We were nervous each year that we may or may not get in. But we just said, you know, whatever, that is what it is. We have to deal with it. But then this last February, we got the email about an additional tuition increase. And the way that that email was worded and the tone that was in that email just made me very nervous about my kids being able to stay at their school. So I contacted state and local officials and was told that that tuition was going to raise to between $16,000 and $17,000 per student eventually, which is a big, big number. So we kind of freaked out a little bit. That's out of our budget. We couldn't pay that each year for our two boys to go to a public school, especially. So lots of conversations, lots of sleepless nights, and we finally decided that we would take the hit of losing our really good interest rate that we had on our house, the cost of moving, selling our house, real estate fees, all of that. We would take that hit, and we would sell our house and move into the city limits. Like, it was worth it to us to stay at this great school. So we did that. We sold our house. Started on these house plans, bought a lot, made the house plan specifically for the lot. It's a very narrow lot, so we had to really design the house perfectly to fit in the small space to get the size of the house we needed in that space. The lot has wetlands as well. We took that into consideration when we were having the plans designed, and we found out 2 or 3 weeks ago that this new 15-foot rule, it messes up our plans. We can't put it on the lot as it is to be within the setbacks and all of that and the 15 feet.
Where's the lot?
Boat Street.
Boat Street, okay. Yeah. The 15 is proposed. I don't think it'll be 15. Yeah, so, yeah. And
that'd
I do,
be great.
I don't think it'll be 15. And I think we will move on this as quickly as we can. Mm-hmm. Especially in a residential situation like this.
Okay, we would really appreciate that, and it would really, really make our lives a lot better. We're in a townhouse waiting to build right now, so we're officially in the city, but to be, to have a house built is really our goal, and we would really appreciate if y'all could pull that out of there.
Well, we did not. Go on, sorry.
You sold your house on Little Island, moved into a townhouse, and then you plan to build your own future.
Yes.
Well, and I'll just say, thank you. Thank you for the investment. And yes. I'm sorry for the issues you've had. Mm-hmm. So I was on planning for a little while, actually for a long while. And what I found out over the years about my home is as it has grown, things come up within our zoning and our ordinances that maybe we didn't plan for, or staff sees, hey, you know, this is an issue that may cause a greater issue for your neighbors or our neighbors. So building up to the wetlands was an issue because of flooding and breaches and all these other things. So first, thank you for being, you know, waiting on us. But like the mayor said, this is it's a very important decision that, that I know this group is taking very seriously.
It is a priority.
And it is a priority. So again, sorry for your issues, but I know that that we would like to try to get it moving forward if we can.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. And y'all, thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you.
So that is my customer, but just as a builder, I really would like to state that I want y'all to reconsider that. It's going to create a burden on many other lot owners and builders and that type of thing, and I ask that y'all reconsider that and either shorten that distance or on residential, void it altogether. There's plenty of rules that we have from national, you know, that kind of governs wetlands and that type of thing. And I don't think it's a good idea for us at the level here to add more rules to that. But so I really ask that y'all reconsider that.
If people would do what they're supposed to do, we wouldn't be adding more rules.
Right.
Because wetlands get filled in.
Right.
When on weekends, when you're not paying attention. So government always intervenes where the irresponsibility of the electric shows itself.
Right.
So that's where this is coming from. But it was mostly intended for multifamily, larger tracts.
Correct.
The RS1 was not really, actually, we didn't know there'd be that many RS1 lots, small lots affected.
Right.
But I think we can carve that out and try to accommodate that as quickly as possible. Would y'all agree that would be okay?
Yes. Yep.
And then we can move back to the multifamily and decide with that.
Thank you all.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Hello, y'all. My name is Lori DeAngelis. I have been living here in Orange Beach for 30 years. I'm a resident down in Bear Point. Ran a boat there. I'm a captain also, and I chartered a boat there for 15 years. Not doing that any longer. Turns out it's a bad idea to divorce your mechanic. Dang. Bad luck there. I'm just coming to y'all. I feel like I'm up against the wall. I know. I feel like I'm up against the wall here on something. My house, like two-fourths of my property, touches that of Oso's and Bear Point Marinas. So I'm right there, which was really great because I could never be late to work, right? But now it's turned into an issue. Since living there, it's been 5 different restaurants, and they all had music. It was mostly for, like, the folks coming off the boats to stop in, have a drink, listen to some, you know, laid-back island fare type of music. What's happening now is nowhere near that. We have some not brand-new people. They've been there several years. But it's just kind of grown and grown with each and every year. The noise has gotten louder. The music has gotten crazier. It went from, you know, 1 to 3 people in the band and them on the inside to, well, then they decided they were going to put a big band stand on the outside. Following that, now they've put up a large Floribama-sized tent. Which I thought was going to be great, that it would actually maybe hold in the sound. I'm here for one reason only, and it is that I'm now getting to retirement age, and y'all, I can't enjoy my home anymore. I'm seriously having to consider selling, because at nighttime, I can't just go and sit down, have the window open during this nice weather, read a book, watch a TV show, it doesn't matter. It's so loud inside of my house. That said, I have a new roof. I've got new windows. It's not because my house is old and Lynn's. It's just because it is so, so very loud. It's just become to the point to where I find myself being constantly like this in my house because I'm not 20 anymore. I don't want to sit and listen to, you know, it's pretty much like heavy metal music that's being played there. And it's very loud, boisterous, and nothing that you want to. Used to, I would sit on my balcony. People would be like, you don't even have to go over next door. We can just have a cocktail right here and listen. I was like, I know, isn't it great? But it's not that now. Now it's blaring, it's loud, it's no fun. When I say this, I mean, they literally have bands that guys are in leather jeans, no shirt on, running around up on the tables. And I've contacted Tony and said, look, something has to give here. You know, isn't Orange Beach about family? Isn't this like the best place to live? You know, everybody, you know, has a little wild hair and they want to go out so they can go to the Floribama. It's there. They can go over there and they can see people jump around in leather pants and be wild. But this is the oldest neighborhood in Orange Beach. This is where Orange Beach began. It's Bear Point. You know, we've got a historical marker. There's no place for this down here. If we think about it, there's so many other waterfront restaurants / bars. Yeah, and they're not like this. They're not loud and crazy. Yes, I've called the police before. They'll come out. I did it just the other night. And the officer said to me, he goes, I understand. He goes, if I had to get sleep, I couldn't with this baron, you know, going on. They have zero respect or tolerance for the fact that this is bothersome. It's not just me. Everyone right here on our block, especially since they've moved it out and it's turned the other way, it's just everywhere. Even when they're doing like their games that they do. I was walking my dogs three streets over. I could hear, you know, B41, like you could hear it ringing through the neighborhood. I'm like, why is this necessary? Why does it have to be that loud? That's my point, is I don't understand the reason that it has to be so loud. If you want to have some music, have some music. But it's too much, quite frankly. I'm a working woman. I have to be up at 6 a.m. and they're blaring music till 9, 10 o'clock at night. So they have added, and I'm speaking for a few of my other neighbors who didn't really want to have to go through this. I know what it was like to live in the neighborhood. I've lived there longer than everybody else, and it was a wonderful place. But they've put in this new container bar and the tent, so now people who arrive to go get on a charter boat can't even walk straight through to the businesses. It's blocked by this huge tent. It's literally a Floribama-sized tent. I don't know what else to really say. I've got my phone is covered up with me sitting there going and videoing, sitting on my bed, and TV in the background, but the music's louder than my TV. When you try to bring this up, they don't care. They have no respect whatsoever for the fact that this is a nuisance, that this is disruptive of my life. I mean, I've put a lot of money into living in that house. I love living in Orange Beach. I've raised all of my children here. I've got a granddaughter that will graduate this year. I'm happy and I love my town. I'm asking, don't make me be run out of it. There's a few things I think need to be looked at. What's the percentage of sales of food versus alcohol? I propose that this is a bar, not really a restaurant. there's a lady who posted on Facebook and went, when do they close? Because I just called at 8 o'clock at night and they say the kitchen's closed. You know, they don't serve food up until closing time. It's mostly the bar scene. Lunch is served and you know, but I don't think they ever really serve past 7, 8 p.m.
They don't serve breakfast anymore? They don't serve breakfast anymore?
I don't think so. I think they quit that, yeah.
I had a great breakfast at
one time. Oh, yeah. They had a nice buffet. You know, on top of that, once they do finally close, then you have all of their employees who sit around and get drunk. There's fights that go on out there. They're smoking pot out in the open. They don't care. And it goes on and on. I've walked out before and screamed, go home, because it's ridiculous. It's 2 hours after they closed. And I just need to go to bed.
What time do they close?
They close at 10 Friday and Saturday, 9 during the week. On top of that, it all seemed pretty cute. Let's be like Key West. They brought in chickens, which is against city code. And so we have chickens around everywhere. Now, chickens are being fed right outside of the kitchen door, which I don't think health department would be too happy with. All the chickens has now brought coyotes into our neighborhood to where I can't even walk my dogs outside. So I'm like, okay, great. So I can't sit here in my room in the quiet, read a book, enjoy my evening, and I can't even go out and walk my dogs. I have a long video. I sent it to Tony, and it went, help us. It sounded like something off of a horror movie with the coyotes, and it went on and on and on. And then another lady posted another one just 3 days ago and went, y'all. You know, so we need help. Now we have a situation. Overlooking of the chickens has led to where we've got bad coyotes also. Tomorrow, y'all have a meeting with the owners. I'm here because I wanted you to hear my side first. They're going to present you with a petition, probably going to have hundreds of names on it, of people who are all for the new container and the new big tent. I'm here to tell you, I don't think that that's even valid. Unless they live within a block or two blocks of that restaurant and bar, what does their opinion really matter? Because it doesn't hurt them at all. They get on their golf carts, they ride away when they're tired of listening to the music. Come back when they're ready to listen to more. I can't. When this was brought up on our Facebook page, they were so much happy to say, then move. That's exactly what they said. And I screenshotted it all because I was like, really? You're going to tell me to move? Other neighbors are complaining because this has blocked their view of the water. Again, they say, so move. You should have bought on the water in the first place then. I don't know, but I do know this. I've only had to come before y'all one time before, and you're all nice, wonderful family people. You heard what I needed to say, and that's all I was asking for today, was that y'all would just hear this, and when you meet with them tomorrow, I'm asking, it's a closed meeting, so I can't be there.
Well, I think it's the department heads. They've already been addressing it. The mayor addressed this situation with us in a meeting yesterday, so I'll let them speak on it.
Yeah, you know, so I'm asking.
I'll ask you.
I'm used to getting your permission, Jeff.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah, we are meeting tomorrow. We've addressed the chickens as well.
Yeah, and they're still not gone.
Mrs. DeAngelis first. So, and I've been here a few, I've known you a long time, right? And it's very good to see you.
Thank you.
Right. And yes, I would not want that next to my home either.
No, sir.
But there are a few things, and I'm not taking up for anybody, right? I'm ready to hear everything.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
But The part about the restaurant part, and I think that we, you know, somebody needs to investigate that, but personally, I've eaten there a lot of times, and the restaurant is packed out. I'm not saying, I'm just saying, I'm not here to defend anyone, but also in a public meeting, if I know something that may be true, then it's my duty to say it.
Absolutely.
The Coyote, I live in Perdita Gate.
Oh, so yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so like Coyotes, probably a year ago, there was one that was in my neighbor's yard that almost had a horrible accident one morning, but it just barely got out of the way. But anyway, but the coyote issue, yeah, I'm not going to say the chickens haven't created more of an issue and all that, but we live in a wild little town, and I know you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
You've been all about the nature, pretty much, you know, on the water and yeah. all that, and I appreciate that. But I know that we're working hard on the coyotes and those chickens too, right? And I appreciate you showing up because, you know, not everybody will do that. But I know that the group here, we want to work things out.
Right? Absolutely.
And but I just wanted you to know you were hearing you.
Thank you.
You know, and... but thank you.
The restaurant bar is zoned Marina Resort.
Correct.
It's the least restrictive zoning we have. You can pretty much do anything there. Mm-hmm. Having said that, we govern by the ordinances as black and white. Doesn't matter whether you like them, you don't like them, it doesn't matter how many petitions mean nothing. They don't change the ordinances.
Understood.
We go by the black and white of the ordinance. If there is gray, then we're going to work in the gray to help. But where the black and white is crossed, that's what we deal with.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow, what we're dealing with is the black and white.
Okay.
What is it you are non-compliant? What are you out of compliant with, and how do we get you there?
Okay.
That's what the meeting is about.
Okay.
We have had this issue with music in neighborhoods in multiple places, Tacky Jacks, the Keg, the Angry Crab. I've had to deal with this over and over where the majority of the residents loved going there, except
yeah.
for the people who had to deal with the... So for me, and I think if 99 out of 100 love it and is in favor of it, and one objects to it, but the objection is valid because it's a non-compliance with the ordinance, then the one is correct. So the way we approach it is tomorrow we will look at what's out of compliance, look at the ordinances, see can we get them in compliance.
Okay.
I got a DB reading the other night, so I'm looking at noise levels. There is an ordinance. If they don't exceed the noise ordinance, then there's nothing we can do. They have committed to me they will build an acoustical wall to help block the noise and keep it in. They have bought a remote control of the amp. So they can control. You know, most bands think, well, we're really good if we play loud.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're really not. So that's the issue. When the bands are playing, controlling the amp, it gets up well beyond the 65 dB level. So they're taking steps trying to correct it because they know we're looking at it.
Okay.
Tomorrow, hopefully, we will define what actions we take, what actions they take, and hopefully you'll get some relief. But as far as the chickens... We ain't got time to chase chickens down.
Yeah.
You know, that's the neighbors. The neighbors got to take care of themselves on chickens.
Well, there's only four left now. It's no fun, but we keep finding them dead. And I came out one morning, and I called over there and went, somebody come get your chicken feathers up because they're scattered all over my yard. I don't have chickens. Y'all need to come take care of this because, I didn't bring a chicken here. Why is my yard covered? But it's because I'm so close.
Yeah. Well, they are easy prey, and they do attract mm-hmm. predators, and coyotes are
yeah.
opportunists. So there's
That's
no
right.
doubt in my mind.
Absolutely.
They're smart, too. So.
Yeah.
But that's an issue we ain't got time to mess with.
Yeah.
I can't have policemen over chasing chickens.
Now. I understand. So. They're not easy to catch.
But we are going to deal with they have been open to listening to what we're telling them they got to do. So
okay.
it's a slow process, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there. I hope we can keep you. So,
yes.
Yeah.
You know
yes.
that.
Yeah, I mean, I...
I've known you for a long time.
I know it. And my kids are like, when I told them, I was like, looks like I'm going to have to sell and move. They were like, do what? We were expecting you would die there, and then we'll go from there. And I went, it's not going to happen with the way it is right now. I can't, I just can't take it, you know. And the only way to change it is, you know, to go over and join in and be one of them screaming and yelling and getting drunk. And I'm just too old for that. You know, I'm toward that latter part of my life, and I want to relax and enjoy the easy things.
And you should be able to.
Yeah. Well, thank you know you're over the hump when it's, instead of turn it up, turn it down.
Turn it down.
So, I'm turn it down mode. I get it.
As my parents would say, turn that down a notch. Yeah. Like, well, what is a notch? So thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all hearing me. I know that y'all can only, like you say, operate within the black and the white, but I just... if I didn't come and let you know what was happening for us that were very close, then you can't take that into account.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to do that. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for being thank you for being detailed and telling us all that.
Yeah. Fort Hanley City Administrator, one of the other things that she mentioned too about the coyotes, we did receive calls over the weekend, and Philip and Coastal Resources are, we've been working with state agencies on trapping, and so we are aware of it. We have people down here helping us, so we'll continue to do that.
But there's a proliferation of coyotes all over the place, all over. And I don't know what's changed, but they're all over my neighborhood in Terry Cove. And for a while, we didn't see them. It seems like now they're back.
They're all over Burkhart. I mean, I see one every morning.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm not a coyote expert, but I've trapped and hunted coyotes. Right, and I'll tell you this, they're one of the most intelligent, smartest animals out there. And I just read an article where they trapped one, and when they finally, when it finally met its demise, it was 300 miles away. So you can't catch a coyote and take it on the other side of the creek over here, you know. So just bear with us. There are professionals in the city that the city has hired to discreetly take care of the issue. So just hang in there.
Yeah, please, and a lot of time people forget that we literally have 6,000 wild acres in between in between our city. So at least the hogs are gone. I haven't seen hogs in a while. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. They got a pretty nice corridor to travel through. We are working, as you guys mentioned, with agencies to cull the coyote population. But the issue that we're running into is access. So, you know, and for the audience, anybody who's listening, if USDA contacts you and they want to trap on your property, say yes.
Please.
Please, because that's what's going to help.
Empty lots. Please let them in. Yes. Please.
Is there a sign up for that?
there is not, but I can get you in contact with them.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
And everything is humane. There's nobody, you know, nothing suffering anywhere. But just please let us, because they'll take dogs, they'll take small children. Coyotes don't play. Coyotes will eat.
That's right.
They do. They eat.
That's right. We are PETA approved.
Yeah.
So.
So the issue that we've had, I talked to the USDA yesterday, actually, and they got three over the weekend out in Bear Point. But the majority, like you said, of the lots where they need to trap them are the vacant lots that are wooded. And they're having trouble finding the owners of that property to get releases so that they can trap on that property. So if you have neighbors or whatever that have vacant lots, they need to contact us and we can get them the releases that they need to sign.
Yes.
There's got to be some black market bubbles out there that don't need a release. used to be a lot around here.
First thing we can do is quit offering them a buffet with all the chicken.
Yeah.
They got to go.
Yeah.
With biscuits and gravy.
Sort of like inviting all the criminals to some kind of party and then arrest them when they get there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anybody else got anything else? If not, entertain a motion. Well, we can't adjourn. Entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank y'all. Appreciate everyone.